Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Out in the World. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang joins me, and we're very pleased to welcome Rick Fisher, the International Assessment and Strategy Center, a senior fellow, writing most recently about a subject that requires some attention to detail. This is ASAT, anti-satellite technology, anti-satellite weapons. I need to ask the purpose of this, the big thinking, before we get into where the U.S. is, where the Chinese are, where the Russians are. Rick, a very good evening to you. What is anti-satellite technology looking to achieve? What's the mission here?
John, anti-satellite systems or ASAT systems can be based on the ground or based in space, and their purpose is to degrade or attack or even destroy the satellites of your enemy so that they do not contribute to your ability to conduct military operations on Earth.
And this is satellites in orbit, low Earth orbit, satellites in geosynchronous orbit, all satellites to be destroyed or in some way compromised during war fighting. Is that, or is it routine now to attack satellites even without a war?
No, it is not routine. However, for a decade, I believe the 15 years, the Chinese, well, the Russians have been developing ASAT capabilities since the mid-1960s, and the Chinese since the early 2000s. They both have ground-based lasers and ground-based missiles that can either directly hit a satellite or launch a co-orbital satellite that would sneak up on its target, possibly grab it, throw it out of orbit, or just destroy it. But The Chinese and the Russians have invested heavily, and while there has yet to be an anti-satellite battle in space, the other side is very prepared to do just that.
You cite in a recent article, a New York Times report, reading, the Pentagon is rushing to expand its capacity to wage war in space, convinced that rapid advances by China and Russia in space operations pose a growing threat to the U.S. Is that fresh, Rick? Is the Biden administration reversing course or setting a new course?
Well, no, the Department of Defense, John, is basically coming to realization that, as do China and Russia, the United States now requires the ability to wage combat in space. We need the ability to attack satellites that are directed at our satellites, and we need the ability to attack Russian, Chinese, and other satellites that threaten our capabilities and interests. This is new. The Pentagon is finally waking up to reality. I mean, this is a reality that it should have woken up to 20 years ago, in my opinion, but better late than never. However, this sets the Pentagon on a collision course with liberals in the Biden administration who have been eager and have tried to advance arms control in space, arms control that China and Russia will never sign up to.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
Rick, Russia just launched a satellite in the same orbit as one of our military satellites. So you talked about co-orbital. This looks like a space weapon. If there were a war today, would the U.S. be able to degrade, destroy, or otherwise deal with Russian and Chinese satellites?
Well, Gordon, I wouldn't completely say no. The United States may have undisclosed classified counter space capabilities. We can't say completely for sure that we're defenseless. However, because we have not created programs, and we have not developed doctrine and operational procedures to conduct warfare in space, we've not done so publicly, it is not possible to say with complete confidence that the United States does have the ability to either defend or attack our enemies in low Earth orbit and elsewhere.
You post about a anti-sat testing ban. Is that off? Is that old news now?
Well, no, this was the initiative of the Biden administration, a ban, unilateral ban, announced by Vice President Harris on April 18, 2022. The administration is convinced at least 13 other nations to make the same unilateral pledge not to test anti-satellite devices in space. This is something that arms control advocates in the administration are quite proud of. However, like all unbalanced arms control that your enemies do not embrace, this initiative has also ended up creating something of a danger for the United States. Our enemies continue to develop anti-satellite capabilities while we did not, at least as far as we know and can say. And now the Pentagon has decided, well, the game's up. It's gone on too much. We need these capabilities.
So we did have a ban. The ban is now lifted for us. What about those other countries that signed on? Are they still not participating?
No, I don't think the ban has been lifted. The administration, the Biden administration, has not said, okay, we tried, we failed, now we have to defend ourselves in space. They have not yet made that statement. But the Pentagon would certainly like them to, at least according to this New York Times article, which makes very clear the Pentagon now wants offensive, active space combat capabilities.
Gordon, we have a couple of minutes for a question.
Can our military fight without satellites?
Certainly we can, Gordon, but we might also lose battles because we don't have the all-around broad information that the satellites would provide.
We're militarizing space. Straight up, that's the Pentagon's ambition. But you say, I want to make sure I understand this. The political voices in the administration have not said yes to militarizing space. The military voices have indicated they want to do that. Is that all correct, Rick?
Absolutely, John.
This then becomes, Gordon, a political debate in Washington. And with Russia and China taking the lead, doesn't that make the decision for us, Gordon?
No, it doesn't, if you're an ideologue. And we have ideologues in the Biden administration and in the America's arms control community. And this is just a grave danger, John. I can't overstate how bad this is for us.
And Rick, again, I want to make certain, these voices from the Pentagon, this is a New York Times report, were they named? Did they include the chairman of the Joint Chiefs or any of the chiefs?
The article cited a number of military officials who have pointed to the dangers of robust Chinese and Russian capabilities. But nobody has allowed their name to be connected to the specific desire on the part of the United States to create offensive combat capabilities in space.
Rick Fisher on a threat I didn't know about. Our International Assessment and Strategy Center, Gordon Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. so time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.